This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly O? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Trash Tuesday. Send us your trashes. Tweet at me, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. Reading through trashes all morning long. We are stunned to a news coming up in 20 minutes from now. Stunned to a news. So the bubbles right now feel like the safest place on earth. This is kind of amazing. We've had some real breakthroughs over the last 24 hours when it comes to sports and safety in sports. For the NFL, the NFLPA over the weekend had a bunch of players, very notable players, led by Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, amongst others, tweeting that the NFL didn't have a clear safety and testing protocol, and that without it, the players weren't playing. No football, simple as that. Guess what happened yesterday? The owners and the league came forward to the union about daily testing for the first 2 weeks of training camp, which is set to start early next week. Players said, you got it. Wow, that was quick. That was easy. Originally, the owners had four preseason games. They lopped off the first and the fourth. They wanted to hold on to the middle two. The players have said no preseason games. We don't want to play preseason games. Yesterday, reportedly, the league said, okay, you know what? No preseason games. Wow. That was easy. We never see that happen, ever. Now, it's not all fun and games. My guess is that the owners are going to give easily on this end of safety and wellness with the hopes that they can win financial gains. But how about also the safety aspect of the other sports? The NBA, with a bubble in Disney World, in Orlando, and a state that is one of the craziest states right now with positive tests, tested 350 players inside the Orlando bubble. You know how many positives the NBA bubble had? Zero. 350 players tested inside the bubble. Zero. Zero. Wow. How about hockey? Again, a league that is going to Canada for two bubbles, one in Edmonton, one in Toronto. Camps have opened. okay? And since camps have opened, they've tested more than 800 players. Two positives. Two. These are amazing numbers. Absolutely amazing. MLS had to send two teams home. They've now played a week and a half worth of soccer. They haven't had to shut down any games, send anybody else home, forfeit any games. Inside these bubbles have been huge wins. Huge. Who knows what it means for baseball? Let's cross our fingers and hope that even though baseball's not playing inside a bubble, they can pull it off safely. Let's hope that the NFL is the same way. But right now, what we're learning is the bubbles are a success, at least to this point in time. Now, who knows? One person gets inside the bubble with it, maybe that blows up everything. A groupie sneaks in the back door at the Floridian, and who knows? Maybe all hell breaks loose in the NBA bubble. But right now, you're talking about 800 hockey players, 350 NBA players. That's over 1,000 players tested. Two positives. Two. The bubble is working. And that's a huge win. A huge, 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 huge win. Might feel weird for the NBA to play at Disney World facilities. It might feel weird for the Rangers to have a home game in Toronto. It might feel weird for the MLS to play an entire tournament outside of some weird building in Disney World. But if there's no negative, if there are no positive tests, and we're playing and getting these sports played, even without fans, man, that's a huge win. It's a huge win. And look, I think we'd all love the idea of no snitch hotline, and we'd like the idea that players just taking it seriously. And I think this shows that's the case. Now, who knows? Maybe players become lazy as things go on. Maybe you take things for granted. Maybe things loosen up. Maybe that's when, you know, you can find some problems. But at the moment, hockey players and basketball players are taking this seriously. And that's huge for sports. Because as we talked about yesterday, let's even take us out of it, okay? The fans that want the games back. Look, if there's no positive test, they got to keep playing games and we get to keep watching games. Great. We win. But from a player standpoint, if you don't have positive tests, you're not worried about contracting it while playing games, while practicing with your teammates, while going through your normal everyday routine of being a professional athlete. I don't blame any of these athletes for having some fear going into this. What does it look like? What happens here? What happens if somebody has it and I'm guarding them or I'm tackling them? Or I'm checking them. What happens if it happens inside my locker room and I'm changing next to that person? What happens if I'm traveling next to that person? You know, I totally get that. These are unique and new situations. And if you got a little bit of worry, a little bit of fear, a little bit of anxiety, I get that. So to have these tests come back and the overwhelming number are negative, it allows the players the freedom of not worrying, not being paranoid, not feeling like you're going into a battle zone. It's absolutely enormous. To hear these numbers is such a victory. 800 hockey players, two positives. 350 NBA players, zero positives. The bubbles work. The players are taking it seriously. The stories, the games, the sports can now live. It's great. It's absolutely great. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. And for the NFL, if they're going to acquiesce here, no preseason games, and testing every single day for the first 2 weeks, they're hell-bent on having a season. They're hell-bent on playing this season. And to see these many negative tests also has got to empower the NFL to feel like, hey, we can pull it off. Again, football's a different beast, but these are really positive trends for sports. While the rest of America's dealing with negative trends, thankfully the sports world's dealing with really positive trends. I mean, imagine that the states like Texas, Florida, Arizona, where there's been some major spikes, have had this percentage of negative tests. Zero positives out of 800 people, or two positives out of 800, or zero out of 350. Man, we'd all be dancing a jig. So this is really, really good news. And for football, there is now a fall where looks like we won't have new primetime television shows for them to compete with. Sounds like Hollywood's going to push off production until later in the fall, maybe even into January. So football realizes, hey, Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights, we have live programming to ourselves. Let's take advantage of it. Let's play these games and let's crush the ratings numbers. These are all good signs for sports fans wanting the games to be back. It is a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes. Tweet at me, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. Ray tweets, I'm trashing myself for having any confidence in Mraz figuring out percentages. So instead, I'm trashing these dirt bags that have so many maggots in their garbage cans that it looks like they rain out when the cans are dumped out. Clean your cans. Trash them.
Are those maggots?
Yeah, Mraz isn't great with the percentages and the stuff.
But what does that mean? He wanted to give me a maggot percentage? I'm so confused by that.
No, he's just, instead of his original trash, I think he's also trashing the maggot people.
Gotcha.
Manny in PA tweets, I'm trashing the homeowner whose house I was in yesterday replacing the AC, was having corona symptoms and didn't tell us until after we went in. So trash her.
Beep, beep. Oh. Sanitation just arrived.
Oi. Not good.
Go get a test. Just go get a test. That's it. Go up the block and get a test.
Clee Gonzo tweets, I'm trashing the Walmart manager who showed up an hour late because her alarm didn't go off. Is this high school? Her alarm didn't go off? I don't know, DA. I think the question would have been, how many beers did she have last night? Hashtag, how many beers ago? Trasher!
That will contribute to the microplastics in the bottom of the ocean.
Kurt tweets, I'm trashing the city of Memphis and specifically the ass clown who stole $400 out of my bank account. Aren't we all suffering enough without you actively contributing to misery in the world? Hashtag, get a real job.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
So stupid.
Rob tweets, by the way, Primanti Brothers coleslaw is not actual coleslaw. It has vinegar and sugar instead of mayo. So it's not creamy. It's great with Frank's Red Hot. Oh,
ooh.
My.
Ooh. Yeah, but there's different. There's a vinegar slaw. There's mayo slaw. There's different versions of coleslaw. They're all great as toppings. Hmm. It's kind of like Carolina barbecue and Kansas City barbecue. There's different types of sauces.
God, I need some barbecue. I have not had good barbecue in a long time. It's taking me out of my comfort zone with my normal go-to barbecue slots that aren't even that great compared to living in Kansas City, but I do it because I love barbecue so much, but boy, I could really use some really good barbecue. But quarantine's really put a crimp in my barbecue game, if you know what I mean.
You don't have enough good barbecue up there? Even you don't have one spot within a 15-mile radius you can get able to go for?
No.
I would also say barbecue, I don't think, travels well. Kind of like
exactly.
The Saints in a playoff game. You need to eat it there. You get a barbecue to go.
Yes.
Once it gets in that styrofoam, that brisket loses all sense of flavor.
Totally right. Kyle tweets, I'm trashing New York public schools. How did Mraz not take a field trip to a farm? Also, I don't care if AB ever plays again. He's doing the Conor McGregor thing. He just wants attention. Trash AB too while we're at it. Hashtag, when a man loves a woman, trash him.
Overflowing landfill.
He went to a couple days at a lake. I think he's going to be back tomorrow. Relax.
Yes, Kyle is tweeting, trashing Antonio Brown, not
Andrew Bogut. Oh, sorry. Bogut was just in our for some reason, I thought he meant Bogut.
I like the idea that Bogut is doing the, quote, Conor McGregor thing. He just wants attention.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just thought he meant Bogut.
I'm not in my head like, yes, yes.
So for the record, the backstory to this morning is Bogut has woken up today to trash Pete the Body. He trashed Pete the Body for texting him at 5:15 yesterday morning about scheduling, a question that AB had brought up last Friday in the afternoon. So Bilotti took the weekend off, then sent a text to Bogut about this question at 5:15 in the morning, and Bogut is off on vacation this week. So Bogut is saying, stop texting me at 5:15 while I'm on vacation. So this has now led to a real disagreement here on the show. And Pete has re-trashed Bogut, saying that, you know what, sleep with your phone off, then you wouldn't have these problems. Now, Dixieland Dan has weighed in about it, about who is guilty here. And he says, of course, Pete the Body is in the wrong here. Unless there's some kind of emergency at the studio that only Bogues can fix, leave the man alone. He's on vacation. The last thing anyone wants to do to discuss while taking a break from work is work. Now, Mraz, you found Pete the Body guilty of an unnecessary early text, but you said it's a slap on the wrist violation, not a throw you in jail violation.
Yeah, I do think Bogut's early wake-up actions do hurt him here. Number two, Bogut did not take a full week off. He is back tomorrow, so said scheduling still would affect Bogut coming up as early as tomorrow. So within the last 48 hours, I do think it's fair game if it involves Bogut at work that Pete alerts him to something. I just think that 5:15, you probably could have waited till 9 in the morning, something like that.
Now, Bogut is so wound up today, he's jumped on our G-Chat. And this is an inter-show G-Chat behind the scenes, and yet he has used this to also continue his war against Pete, saying, for the record, my kids are allowed to wake me up at any time. Pete is not allowed to wake me up at 5:15 in the morning. Oh. Kaplan, in response, has posted a GIF of The Undertaker waking up out of a coffin.
Well, you know what? Enough, Bogut. I've really had it with jumping on the G-Chat. If you're really on vacation, how about you send your tweet out and that's it. He has to continue the conversation, and it's still a problem for him. He just can't get over it. I mean, if I can't alert him to something in the morning and he's up in the morning, I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Well, Pete, let me also just add, because maybe you're digging yourself a hole here. I had your back in a second. You will be off towards the end of August. You well-deserved time off. You've been going in and out of the city for us and all of that. If DA, myself, or Bogut pester you at 5:15 when we're up preparing with the show with questions about where stuff might be or something like that, are you going to be agitated, or are you going to wake up at, say, 8, 9 o'clock and go, hey, no problem, guys. Sorry I was sleeping. Here's this.
No, I'll respond to it, and I'll have no problem with it.
Will you be agitated that we texted you at 5:15?
Well, I won't be up at 5:15. I'll make sure to have my alerts off.
But if that's the first thing you see when you wake up and you see that we texted you at 5:15, will there be agitation?
No. I won't be agitated at that. It's for the betterment of the show.
So if somebody takes too long ordering a sandwich at the deli, you trash them on Trash Tuesday full of agitation, but you will not be agitated if you wake up to a text from us while you are off.
I won't. If someone needs help or needs a hand with something, and when I get up and I see the message, I'll let them know where it is.
I got to be honest, Pete. This is one of those I'll believe it when I see it. I there's no way of proving it. Maybe we could get a webcam on you at all times when you're sleeping, but I think there will be a sense of agitation. I really do.
Well, I'm glad to hear your opinion. Thank you very much.
Pete has responded to Bogut on G-Chat by saying, why are you even on this chat during vacation? Go to the bank for your toll money. Get a bagel. Hit the road. Which I love to hit the road. Bogut has responded, toll jokes? It's 2020. I've got Easy Pass, and I'm in the bathroom currently doing my business.
See, right there. That's a big support for me of not getting suspended if Bogut could be interacting with us while he's on the throne.
You're on the air.
This is all tying together here. Pete's digging himself a grave. I'm getting more of a defense. This thing's gotten out of control.
Things usually do around here. I think we need a bubble.
I can give Bogus the rest of the week off, too. I mean, he's really not putting himself in favor with me.
No, what do we... no, I need Bogus at the end of the week. I'll get exposed if TA's off.
When we come back here on the show, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
I remember you when you would come on NFL AM, and I would have to come on after you, which is tough. It's like, you know, going on at the comedy store after Seinfeld or something. Like, I don't want to follow DA.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network serves you an ace as Steve Johnson of the Orange County Breakers battle the Bryan Brothers of the Las Vegas Rollers. It's World Team Tennis on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports Network. CBS Spectacular, yeah! Thanks for being with us, everybody. The DA Show available in podcast form. Tomorrow, we will do Little Giants as part of Mothership at the Movies. So stick around for that and listen to us in podcast form. Anything you may have missed or want to hear again on demand, simply search The DA Show on any podcast platform. Subscribe and rate us, won't you? Two cool things this morning in MLS. The New England Revolution are playing at the MLS's back tournament. And for MLS, because they're playing in Orlando, they have had to play either morning matches or late matches. And so they're avoiding the heat and humidity of Orlando middle of the day in July and August. So New England is playing Toronto FC. The Revs are playing Toronto FC. Full disclosure, I used to work for New England as the sideline reporter for the New England Revolution's television broadcast for 3 seasons. So I know a lot of the people inside that organization. What a fun time that was for me. And they're playing right now. So we've had morning soccer here in the States for the last couple of weeks, and that'll continue. And then they'll play more matches later on tonight. Atlanta plays Columbus tonight, and Montreal plays DC United. That's an 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern and a 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So for these matches, the Revs have opened up Gillette Stadium, home of the Patriots as well, and invited fans to tailgate and watch on the big screen. So, Mraz, how cool is this? They've got tons of cars driving into Gillette Stadium. People are waking up early or going there late at night, and they're setting up their tailgate, and they're grilling, and they're drinking, and they're having a good time and watching the game that's being played in Orlando on the Jumbotron big screens at the stadium. This is awesome.
That is a really, really cool event. That's, how do they get – so you're not talking about the lot. Like, in the stadium, they're opening
right
up. Like, you could get in the stadium.
Yeah, they're driving.
So they lay down whatever would be over the turf or under the turf, whatever kind of material you would need.
Exactly.
You could, that's pretty cool, man, to park your car and look up and know that you're on that field and you're watching the game, kind of having, you know, a drive-in movie but sports-wise. I think that's awesome. I think that's a great idea, and I think other teams and leagues and team and franchises should look into something like that. Because, look, even if you're somebody who prefers sitting on the couch and watching a game, ultimately, we've sat on the couch for 4 months. If you can find and make a night out of it, and maybe that's your version of going to a game this year and this is how they're doing it for the Revs, I think that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. You know, I went to my hometown as a drive-in movie theater. There's only 300 drive-in movie theaters left in America. We've got one of them, and it's been there since the 50s. And it has become the most popular place in town because everybody's just looking for anything to do outside. And so it's socially distanced. You have to park your cars more than 6 feet away. But it's outdoors. You pop out, you know, your lawn chair, and you sit outside in a beautiful summer night. You have a Coke, you have your popcorn, and you watch a movie outdoors. I wanted to go because they were playing one of my favorite films from growing up, The Goonies, on the big screen, which is an 80s film that I never got to see in the theaters or on a drive-in. So I went last Thursday night, and it was so much fun. Me and the Bourbon Bell went, and my brother and sister went, and we just had such a good time sitting outside, beautiful night, having a, a Coke and some popcorn and some candy and watching some big screen TV on an outdoor movie theater. It was awesome. And so, but doing that for sports is even better. I would love to be tailgating, watching some of this stuff that's going on, you know, sports-wise is great. And the president of the Revs, who I also follow on Twitter, tweeted that for his breakfast tailgate, he dropped by Dunkin' Donuts and he says, you know, they sell a bag of bacon. He showed a bag of bacon that he bought from Dunkin'. Are you aware of this?
I did a bag of bacon. No, and I'm a Dunkin' frequenter. I'm a big fan of their green tea. And look, if I can get my hands on a chocolate glazed donut, sneak it in the car before Danielle knows and I've gotten home, that's a big move for me. If I know I could sneak a bag of bacon down the old throat on the way home and go, I don't know how I gained weight. I think that is exactly the kind of thing I need to investigate. That might be more of a New England thing. I don't recall ever seeing that on the menu, unless DA, this is like In-N-Out Burger and they got an off menu item. You know how you kind of
secret
order the
menu.
Animal style, the secret menu. Does Dunkin' have a secret menu that involves bag o' bacon?
I am going to send you this tweet because I want to know what you think about a bag o' bacon.
So, all right. Where are we sending it? G-Chat? The email? We might as well talk about this on the air. Twitter,
I'm going to send it to G-Chat so you can check this out during the show.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, standing by with our headlines right now is dessert coordinator and bag-o-bacon fiend, Brad Heller. Heller, good morning.
All right, good morning, DA. Good morning, Mraz. This report sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. With all rookies reporting to NFL training camps by today, the league and the Players Association cleared a big hurdle with the COVID-19 testing protocols. Players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. After that, if the positive test rate for players, coaches, and staff is below 5%, it'll move to every other day. And the NFL is also proposing no preseason games, something the players have been asking for all along. Well, the NBA bubble, that's been working so far. 346 players tested in the last week and no positive tests. LeBron James on what life is like inside.
Everyone keeps asking me how is the bubble or how's it going. I just say it's 2020. Nothing is normal in 2020. Nothing seems as is. And who knows if it will ever go back to the way it was. Who knows? But you make the adjustments and you figure it out along the way. That's what life is all about. You know, life throws you curveballs sometimes, and it's how you not only approach it, but how you appreciate it as well.
The seeding games for the NBA 10 days away, a week from Thursday. Lakers Clippers up first, along with the Jazz and the Pelicans. Gabe Kapler, the first manager to take a knee for the national anthem. He joined some of his Giants players before the exhibition game against the A's last night. Kapler said he wasn't sure how often he would be doing it. The Pirates confirmed they are talking to the Blue Jays about sharing PNC Park in Pittsburgh for home games. The two teams, their home schedules only overlap for 7 games. The Jays are also looking at their AAA facility in Buffalo, but the players prefer a Major League park. Toronto's first home game is scheduled for July 29th. And now.
Woohoo!
Brad set up the best one.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
I feel like I'm always ending up in Florida with these stories, but not today.
Don't we
today
all?
Today we go to Idaho. A man named David Rush, who promotes STEM education by breaking a bunch of Guinness World Records, a lot of random world records. He's broken more than 150 of them. Two of them most recently. One he called Chopstick Ninja. He puts these videos on his website. He threw 19 chopsticks in 1 minute into an archery target. They had to stick in the middle of the target. The previous record was 14, so David gets 19 on that one. The other record, which I feel like maybe we could at least attempt, is balloon juggling. Rush kept 3 balloons in the air for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 50 seconds. The previous record was 40 minutes. You can watch these videos on his website. They're pretty intense. He ties in, like, the math aspect of it, so he's doing it to promote education, but I mean, he's breaking a ton of records, and Chopstick Ninja and Balloon Juggling are the two latest.
Can you describe to me what balloon juggling is? Have you watched this video, Brad?
I have. He takes, I regulation-sized balloons. I'm not exactly sure of the size, but he has three balloons. He was in an empty gym and just had to keep them in the air with his feet and his hands and his head, and he did it for an hour and 12 minutes. Apparently, someone tried to break that record, but the balloons weren't regulation size, so he was able to do it and set a new record, and he broke the record by 32 minutes. So.
That doesn't seem that long, right? I mean, doesn't that seem like you could keep balloons up kind of as long as you'd want to keep balloons up?
That does appear to be the case, but I would guess this is more of a boredom factor, because once anybody gets beyond, I'd say, 11 minutes of doing that, they go, okay, let's move on to a new activity. So I think it's just more of a willpower, I'm no longer bored record.
I like promoting education. We know from Mraz's lack thereof that we could really use more of that in the country, but I get a little annoyed by the Guinness Book of World Record pigs. Like, he's got 150 records. Why do you need to keep adding records? I mean, how dumb are these records? More chopsticks into an archery target? Who cares?
Because he wants to show up to a barbecue and have somebody go, you know who that guy is? He owns 150 Guinness World Records. And then he comes over and goes, yeah, I did all I shot chopsticks. I did juggle balloons. I played Tetris for 74 straight hours. Oh, it's a great. Oh, how cool am I?
He wants to hold the Guinness World Record for the most Guinness World Records.
Yes, and that's the exact kind of guy, when you talk to him at a party, you're out of the conversation in 2 minutes and you move on because he's got nothing to add to it. You think he's breaking down whether LeBron is better than Jordan? Absolutely not. He's breaking down what a regulation balloon is and how long you keep it in the air. Boring!
Here's another record that he's broken. This was in June. Most wet sponges to the face in 30 seconds. I believe 30 seconds. Let's see. The previous mark was 76. This is 106 sponges. Yeah, so there's pictures and video of this on his website.
Science behind that? What's the STEM education behind wet sponges to the face?
Great question. I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to find what led to this idea. I mean, they're so random, too. It's not like they're all sticking into the same field or the same objects. It's from chopsticks to balloons to sponges.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't call it like it is. The guy's a loser.
I don't trust these guys. When it comes to Guinness Book of World Records, there's only two guys I trust. The fat guys of motorcycles. Those two guys, those two fat twins of the motorcycle, I trust those guys and nobody else. All right, when we come back, advanced analytics. Speaking of fat guys of motorcycles, will Vlad Guerrero Jr. get that if they play in Pittsburgh this year? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
All right, today's question is with the Blue Jays needing to find a new home because they can't play in Canada this year. Maybe Pittsburgh is that place. PNC Park, home of the Pirates, has offered to co-host the Blue Jays and the Pirates. Vlad Guerrero Jr., who was one of the most exciting young and up-and-coming prospects in Major League Baseball, has showed up to camp, and Mraz believes that he's wildly overweight. So we are asking, if Vlad Guerrero is playing games in Pittsburgh, can he or will he gain 10 or more pounds? On Twitter, 61% of you say, yes, sign up Vlad Jr. for 10-plus pound gain. On Facebook, even less confident that he can push away from the dinner table, 75% of you say, yes, Vlad Jr. is in for 10-plus more pounds of weight gain. Now, here's some advanced analytics. The Primanti Brothers baked traditional Italian sandwich is 1,370 calories, nearly 1,400 calories for their baked traditional Italian sandwich. Now, Primanti Brothers is infamous, famous. They're my favorite sandwich in the country for throwing on top of their hot meats or whatever. You can throw a fried egg on top of that. There's always a tomato and their homemade coleslaw, but also they put the French fries on it with a big, thick, stocky piece of bread, two pieces of stocky bread. So you got French fries in the sando. Reportedly, the Blue Jays asked Guerrero to drop weight and boost endurance during the offseason. And yet this week he was asked to switch from third base to first base. So I don't think they got the results that they were hoping for. Also, Guerrero admitted near the end of last season he had never worked out or lifted weights before and that his strength just came naturally to him. For the record, 20 Primanti Brothers buffalo wings with no sauce is 1,800 calories. So Merez, with a traditional Italian sandwich, which is 1,400 calories, and 20 wings, which is 1,800 calories, I think I'm taking the over on Vlad adding 10 pounds or more if he plays in Pittsburgh this year.
There's no question it's the over. My prediction, by 2022, Vlad Guerrero is solely a DH that could barely motor around the bases, would be my guess.
And big for him, considering it appears that the DH is going to be universal by that time.
Right.
So he's got a brighter future today than he did yesterday.
You know, real quickly, I think the universal DH actually makes for fatter baseball players down the line. A, if you're a pitcher, you could be more fat and loose because you're not worried about running the bases. And if you're a big-time hitter, heck, if there's 15 more jobs, I'm just going to get as fat as I want if I can still slug and I don't have to worry about playing a field. Fatter baseball players to come.
Primanti Brothers is enough to make my mouth water. And so I'm just going to read to you some of these sandwiches that they have on here to get you real hot and bothered before we sign off the air. Okay, Merez?
Come on.
How about a When Pigs Fly? For $9.69, it's turkey, ham, bacon, fried egg, and provolone cheese on those two bulky pieces of bread, coleslaw, and French fries on it.
I don't know how I wouldn't order that. The name is great, and I like, there's not one thing I dislike on that sandwich.
How about a Joe Dick and Stanley, which is capicola, turkey, roast beef, and provolone. Top it with your tomato, beefsteak tomato, coleslaw, and French fries.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know,
about
the use of provolone, too. Oh.
The double roast and cheddar. Half pound of roast beef, double cheddar, and Parmesan horseradish mayo with tomato, coleslaw, and the French fries in it.
I mean, they're just throwing a half pound there, too. And I tell you, the roast beef involvement, the provolone involvement, when you get the, you know, the gabagool on there as well, there's a lot of things working for all these sandwiches you read. Honestly, if I went to Pittsburgh and I stayed 4 days, I would probably go to Primanti Brothers all 4 days and get four different sandwiches, because why not? Why not? So, and what's Vlad Guerrero Jr. going to do for 3 months? Come on.
Now, here's the question. They have fries and tots as well. They've got retro tots. They've got BLT tots. They've got cheese fries.
Retro tots. What are those, tater tots and a creamsicle Buccaneer jersey?
They are tots served with Parmesan horseradish mayo. Let me ask you this. If you get fries on the Sando, do you need a side of fries or tots?
Well, the need is not the answer. Would you get? Yes, because what they've done there is genius. You could turn and sell anything. I need a side with my sandwich. The side being on the sandwich now no longer counts. That becomes a topping. The fries might as well be ketchup, you know what I mean, or mayonnaise. So, yes, of course you get fries on the side because you need a side. You need a little something to break up the taste of the sandwich. That's all.
So look, it's
like getting sausage on the side of a big stack of chocolate chip pancakes. It's a palate cleanser. That's the way I would go.
So you would say the loaded cheese fries or tater tots is a palate cleanser from your monster 2,000-calorie sandwich that has fries on it?
Yes, it just breaks up the taste. Now, in the end, you're going to pay for it. I understand that. It's double starch. It's double potato. But absolutely that fry breaks up the taste of a sandwich that contains fries. It's not your fault they put fries on a sandwich, so why punish yourself by not getting fries on the side?
It's really not my fault that they've got fries.
Of course not.
That they've got fries on the sandwich.
They've made the decision of how to make a sandwich and what to offer on the side. It's your responsibility to get the side and the sandwich, and you deal with the consequences later.
With a monster soda or a beer, that is just like a 3,000-calorie meal right there.
Let me tell you something right now. If I ever go for like a giant Steelers trip, that whole third quarter is being spent in the bathroom. There's no question about it.
Let's get your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. What we learned today was Mraz considers himself the entertainer.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You know, you came on side B and you're like, you told Bogus what happened, you know, and you had prefaced it as, well, something really bad just happened. And Bogus is bracing for the worst. Like, something happened to one of your family members. Something happened, you know, that was really critical. And you were like, I had an oopsie. And you could hear the frustration and disgust when Bogus is like, that's the awful thing that happened. That's... Why are you so proud of this? You know, Bogus was disgusted by your tact last week.
It's not proud. It's both, I'm mortified in the moment. How would you guys feel if your mother-in-law was over watching your child and you can't escape upstairs because obviously you now don't have pants on and you have to text this woman, who's your mother-in-law, to go thump through your underwear drawer to throw you a fresh pair of drawers? Do you know how mortifying that is? But I also understand the instinct in me as an entertainer that, you know what, this also is funny as well, so I need to own it a little bit.
As an entertainer. What are you?
I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand.
King Jackie, of pop over there.
Jackie Gleason.
As an entertainer.
Bang, shoom. I'm going to the moon.
Sammy Davis Jr. over there. The king of all media. As an entrance.
Start singing the Candyman next.
All right, everybody, gather around. The Candyman is here. Now, what kind of candy do you want?
As an entertainer. You know, I realize my responsibilities as an entertainer to make sure that the audience is engaged.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
As I finish up my show in Vegas.
I have a residency.
Danny Gans. An entertainer.
Celine Dion and Mraz.
Yeah.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
The best was envisioning Mraz pantsless, burping up his breakfast, and then entertaining the masses in Vegas. Tis the entertainer.
Oh!
Oops. That's an oopsie. Let me cancel my show. I had an oopsie.
Oh!
All right, so Little Giants is tomorrow as part of Mothership at the Movies. This is exciting, Mraz. This is one of your favorite films ever, starring Ed O'Neill and Rick Moranis as dueling Pee-wee football coaches.
I can't wait, and face it, DA, I haven't seen a Giants big game in about 3 years and a big win, so I am really excited for tonight. I got my Hot Hands Hanen jersey on. I'm ready to go. I am pumped for Little Giants. I think it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
We're also on a really good run here. We've done a number of really good movies in a row. We had A League of Their Own, Sandlot, Days of Thunder, now potentially Little Giants. So we've got a hot hand. We're riding the hot hand of good sports films. We hit a little bit of a dip, I would say, in early June. People started getting on us. By late June, we had pivoted, and now we're on a really good heater. So can Little Giants continue? Outside of The Natural, I don't think we've had a bad movie in like 5 or 6 weeks. Now, that was a misstep. The Natural stunk. But by and large, we're hitting them. We keep hitting. So let's hope this one continues it. I have never seen Little Giants front to back.
Yeah, there should be a lot of coaching, I think, to break down, which is golden here for Mothership at the Movies. Two coaches head-to-head, the O'Shea brothers. How will they fare? Do we like their coaching strategies? Do we like the choosing of teams? I think there will be a lot that goes into Little Giants. Plenty to break down on tomorrow's show.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit, car, motorcycle, RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit Geico.com to learn more. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of The DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and musical and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish, the Wizard of Watch DA and research specialist for Advanced Analytics. Thanks to Connor Green, your associate producer today. And thanks to Brad Heller on your headlines. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm DA. The mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.